This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Former State Senator Mike Johnston was sworn in as Denver's new mayor today. Johnston says his vision for Denver requires buy-in from the community. Some housing projects will get a boost from pandemic relief funds. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports the state is distributing nearly $50 million in grants for affordable housing.
The federal relief money was approved by Congress more than 2 years ago. It'll go to 15 different projects across Colorado to help build more than 1,300 apartments and other homes, plus dozens of shelter beds. The largest grant will go to a Volunteers of America family hotel on Colfax Avenue in Denver. Other projects include hundreds of affordable units in places like Weld County and Alamosa. The state plans to release a fourth and final round of pandemic housing grants later this month. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Several Colorado hospitals are experiencing a data breach. ACA Healthcare says some patient data was leaked on an online forum. The information includes patient names, locations, contact information, and appointment dates. The leak does not include clinical information or payment details. You're listening to CPR News. It's 5:06.